today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he liked to dig for Civil War items with his metal detector. He found an officer's button, then strange things started happening in his home.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802. Our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. I've always wondered about that. When people go out and do their metal detecting, or they find Civil War artifacts or arrowheads or whatever it may be, why would that suddenly trigger something to show up in your home? It's been kind of a discarded item for all those years. Is there something on the other side that suddenly awakens, and then it's like, oh, you got my button. Now I'm going to haunt your home. It just, I don't know. If I was dead, I don't think I'd be sitting there waiting for my button to be found.
Do you think maybe the item itself is just holding some sort of energy?
Maybe I can see that more than like a conscious haunting where suddenly you're ripped from the other side and now you're, you know, in Lucy's apartment because she found a button on a trail somewhere. I don't know. I mean, but yes, energy, yes.
Yeah, that's I kind of look at it that way. Like if you go to an antique store and you buy something old and there's some energy attached to it, I would think that it's got to be similar to something that's been buried and hidden for years and years and years too.
Yeah, I mean, is it because there's a story to tell with it? Is it because that button's lying there? I mean, one would almost assume if there's a button on the ground, that person may not have ended, or may have ended life right there as well. To why that would be found. I don't know. This is always an interesting thing to contemplate. Let's go to this story and hear their experience. Hi,
my name is Tom. Got a couple of stories. Actually, I'll tell the oldest one. Maybe I'll call back another time and tell the other one. But back in early 2000, maybe 2002 or 3, I bought into a little country store that had a trailer, and you rented the two together, the building and the trailer. I lived right behind the store. It was also very close to a old Civil War battle, and I'll get back to that. But I had been living there about a year running this store. And I went away for Christmas weekend, and while I was gone, I had a tweak and knee injury. I had got some, borrowed some, I'm having a brain fart right now, crutches. Borrowed a set of crutches and brought them home. Well, my knee was in good shape by the time I got back, but I left for work Monday morning after that weekend. I had set the crutches against a chair in my living room. When I came home that night, put the key in the door and opened it, and I heard a thump. When I walked in, the crutches had just fallen onto the floor. I didn't think a whole lot of it, but I went back to work the next day. Came home, but same thing, put my key in the door, and when I walked in, those crutches fell on the floor again. And that time I had made sure that when I set them against the chair, they were, you know, real stable and everything, fell right over. So I thought that was kind of weird. But then maybe a few days later, I was having breakfast or making breakfast in the kitchen. And the radio came in on in the living room from an old jam box I had. And there was no alarm or anything that you could set to turn it on and off. It just came on. So I thought that was kind of weird. A couple other things happened. I kept waking up 3:33, same time every night. Just pop right out of bed like somebody had just smacked me in the face or something. 3:33. And this happened maybe every third night or something. This went on for several weeks. But the strangest thing that happened before the final night was that I was watching TV. It was a scene in which there were two individuals talking at a dinner table. Behind them was a white wall, or to the side of them was a white wall, and it was taking up maybe 2/3 of the screen. I'm watching this TV, this movie, and my name appears in thick black letters on the TV between their two faces, and then fades out. And I literally smacked myself to make sure I was awake. So that was the last unusual thing that happened before the big thing. Now, the big thing was that I went to bed one night, and I woke up, and all within a few seconds, I was sleeping on my stomach, and I noticed like a black shadow move across my room and disappear like out the window or something or through the wall. And I looked down and it was 3:33 again. And in the next couple of seconds, I realized I couldn't breathe. And one part I missed was that when I woke up, I felt like kind of as I was waking up, there was a weight on my back that lifted. And at this point, I couldn't breathe and started, I don't know if you ever had the sensation of falling on a football, had the air knocked out of your lungs. It happened to me a couple of times, but it's a rough feeling because you're trying to breathe and can't get any air. And this is what was happening to me. And it took me about three or four inhales to finally start catching a little air and getting my lung filled back up. And when I got to the point where it was filled up, I screamed. The whole neighborhood probably woke me up. I think I woke up the wolves. And, scared the living hell out of me. And the next day, I don't know how I got back to sleep, but I did. And the next day, it was gone. I knew it was gone. So I don't know if it was a test or what, but what I linked it to and what I thought about later was that I do metal detecting. I dig for Civil War items. And a couple of weeks before this started, I was out digging on this hill, which is like within a quarter mile of my home. And an elderly lady owns it, and she let me on to metal detect. And it's very close to a battlefield that happened years and years ago during the Civil War. And the first thing I found was a metal or a button. And it was a, just not an ordinary button. It was a officer's button. And it was pristine. It looked like it had dropped within the last few days. I mean, it was just very clean, and I didn't understand it. It was right near the top, right near the surface. And I took that home, and I'm wondering if that spirit that was in my place was that Civil War officer. I don't know. But that's my story. I got another one. I'll call back at some other time and tell you that one that's a little more recent. All right, take care, fellas. Thanks.
How interesting that the button was like just almost brand new. He said it was pristine, sitting on the top, on the surface. Is that common when you're out looking for those sort of things?
I wouldn't think that it would normally be all that common.
Yeah.
It's weird because, it seemed to me that something was trying to specifically get his attention. The number 333 is usually associated with an angel.
Mm-hmm.
Because 666 is, who that is. So that's kind of weird. Like at first when he's telling the story, I'm thinking, well, somebody who knows him or is who's looking out for him is trying to contact him some way. Now, I have never, ever in my life heard a story about somebody watching a movie or a TV show and seeing their name show up like on the screen or in front of the screen like that. That is like, that's wild. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's very bizarre. Although it's funny. We were watching a show last night we had just, there was something we had to email somebody in our neighborhood about asking about some of the maintenance things around here. And that person's name, like they opened up a filing cabinet and that person's name was in the filing cabinet. And it's not a very common name either. It was,
wow.
And she's like, did you see that? I'm like, no, what? We looked at it. It's like, oh my God. Like it was the neighbor's name. I don't know why. And it was just weird that we were even talking about that because we don't really talk about our neighbors, but we had just come up in conversation that we needed to ask a question. And then that it was bizarre. Maybe that person, maybe that neighbor is like doing witchy things or something.
Ah, that's creepy, man. I gotta be honest with you.
It's funny that I got a story for that just happened, as you're saying that, because I wouldn't have even brought that up. I didn't even think of it until you said that. But
yeah, I don't. That's crazy.
That's a little creepy. Just a little bit. Never mind. Like, you know, when she walks, she kind of floats out of her home. But you know, the neighbor. You just don't ask. Maybe she's on roller skates. That's what I always chalk it up to. But no, interesting one. Thank you for sharing that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. We'd love to hear your real ghost stories. If you want access to all of our episodes ad-free and get them in advance for anybody else, become a supporter of ours. You can sign up your Apple podcast and get your membership there. If you're not on Apple, patreon.com/realghoststories or over on our website, ghostpodcast.com, to get in and all of that and help keep this program on the air. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.